We have news from the McCain campaign that Sarah Palin's 17-year-old unmarried daughter, Bristol, is pregnant. In a statement released by the McCain campaign, Sarah Palin and her husband Todd say they're, quote, proud of Bristol's decision to have her baby and even prouder to become grandparents. NPR's Scott Horsley is with the McCain campaign in Philadelphia. Scott, tell us more about this statement from the Palins. What else is there?
Well, Alex, this is something that had been rumored in the 72 hours or so since John McCain announced his choice of Governor Palin to be his running mate. There have also been other rumors about the governor and her daughters, and the campaign says they wanted to set the record straight. So as you say, Sarah Palin and her husband Todd put out a statement today confirming that their 17-year-old daughter Bristol, who is not married, is expecting a child. It's a Labor Day surprise. It's not something that was revealed at the time that she was announced as the running mate. But Governor Palin and her husband went on to say that as Bristol faces the responsibilities of adulthood, she knows she has their unconditional love and support.
Elsewhere, this statement does say that the daughter, Bristol, is planning to marry the young man who's the father of her baby to come.
That's right, and that I'm sure will be reassuring to a lot of social conservatives who, as we just heard John Dickerson say, have really been rallying around Governor Palin as the vice presidential nominee.
So, Scott, here's a question. Do you know, did Governor Palin know about her daughter's condition when she accepted the vice presidential nomination?
Well, of course, that was the first question everyone was asking, because there has been some suspicion about just how thoroughly the McCain campaign had vetted Sarah Palin. She and the senator met for only the first time back in January, and Senator McCain had only one face-to-face meeting with Governor Palin last week before he offered her the spot on the ticket. John McCain spokeswoman Jill Hazelbaker told NPR the senator was aware that Governor Palin would become a grandmother when he chose her. The campaign says McCain didn't view that as a disqualification for the spot on the ticket. And another McCain advisor says McCain views this as a private family matter.
What about the likely political impact of the news? It's just broken there. What's going around there in the press scrum?
Well, I think, as we say, social conservatives may continue to rally around Governor Palin, and in particular, Bristol's decision to keep the baby and to marry the young man who's the child's father. On the other side of the fence, I'm sure there will be people pointing out that Governor Palin has been a strong advocate for abstinence-only sex education in school, and this will merely add to their argument that such programs are not tremendously effective.
NPR's Scott Horsley with the McCain campaign in Philadelphia on the news that his vice presidential candidate, Sarah Palin's daughter, is now pregnant with a child. Scott, thanks.
My pleasure, Alex.